Well, there is that wonderful school bell calling us back to our Bible class. You know, some of the old churches around here still have bells up in the little steeple or the little set just over the crown of their building. I know that at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff, in that little steeple type thing they have at the front of the building, what we have is an old bell, and the rope hangs down just outside our foyer, and we can pull that rope and hear that old bell ring. We don't ring it much anymore because we have other ways of calling people to and from class, and people generally know the times of services. But in the old days, when churches were in communities, they used to listen to the ringing of that bell. And when they would hear that bell, they would know that the time for worship was at hand. And so also in the old schoolhouses, there were old school bells that would ring, calling the students to class. And this being the Warren County Radio Bible School, it seems fitting for us to have a bell to ring at the beginning of this program to let you know it is time once again for a Bible study. You're going to enjoy the study we're beginning today. It was a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday of December the 9th, 1923. The title of this lesson is The Outreach of the Early Church. And the lesson text comes from the book of Acts, chapter 8. I would invite you at this time to turn in your Bible to Acts chapter 8 and read with us these opening scriptures to this Sunday school lesson about the outreach of the early church. And as you're doing so, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles ready, let's read Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, and then verses 14 through 25. And this will serve as the lesson text for our study. We read in Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. Then they therefore that were scattered abroad went about preaching the word. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and proclaimed unto them the Christ. And multitudes gave heed with one accord to the things that were spoken by Philip, when they heard and saw the signs which he did. For from many of those that had unclean spirits, they came out, crying with a loud voice. And many that were palsied, and many that were lame were healed, and there was much joy in that city. And then Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 14. Now when the apostles that were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he was fallen on none of them, only they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. And then verse 25, they therefore that when they testified and spoke the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preached the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And there we read, ye shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And the devotional reading is the 69th Psalm, verses 1 through 8. And I will read that psalm now from the American Standard Version. Psalm 69 and verse 1. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming to my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am coming to deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would cut me off, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. That which I took not away, I have to restore. O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait for thee be put to shame through me. O Lord Jehovah of hosts, let not those that seek thee be brought to dishonor through me. O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, an alien unto my mother's children. Now, of course, as we read in the geographical note concerning this lesson, we're talking about things that took place in Samaria among the Samaritans. And we'll discuss that a little more as we get on to this text. We read in Acts chapter 8 and verse 4 about Philip preaching in Samaria. When it says, they therefore that were scattered abroad went about preaching the word, it says in verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them Christ. It was on account of the persecution that the church in Jerusalem was all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Those who were scattered abroad went about preaching the word. As they met people in the roads and where they lodged at night, they told them of the cause of Christ. They made it their business to preach Christ, some publicly, some privately. God overruled this persecution to the advancement of his kingdom. What was done by its enemies to destroy the church scattered the seed of the church, the word of God, over all the country. God made the wrath of man to praise him. And so Philip went down to Samaria to preach. This is not Philip the apostle, but Philip the evangelist. We read about him again later in this book, in Acts chapter 21 and verse 8, where it says, on the morrow we departed and came into Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we abode with him. One of the seven was one of those seven that were chosen to see after the ministration of the goods and make sure the Grecian widows were being covered in that. And that was Philip. He went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them Christ. As did Stephen, Philip, appointed to serve tables, soon developed into a preacher of the gospel. The city of Samaria was the capital of the province of Samaria, which lay between Judea and Galilee. It was between 40 and 45 miles from Jerusalem. The Samaritans were a mixed race, springing up after the captivity of the 10 tribes from the colonists of different nations the king of Assyria had sent to inhabit the land, and the remaining Jews. We read about the beginning of this development of these people in this land in 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 24 through 41. These people, being a mix of Jew and Gentile, were in ways neither Jew nor Gentile. Philip proclaimed unto them the Christ. He told them about Jesus, his birth, his life, his suffering, his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, his promise to come again, who he was, what he was, what he had done, what he was doing in heaven, and what he would all do to believe and to do in order to be saved. When Paul became a preacher, he determined to know nothing save Christ and him crucified, and the letter that Paul wrote to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5, we read these words, "And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Philip was a preacher like Paul. He was a preacher because he preached, an evangelist because he evangelized. Christ's order in preaching the gospel was first in Jerusalem, then in Judea, next in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. In the providence of God, this order was observed. And we read in Acts chapter 8, verses 6 through 8, "And the multitudes gave heed with one accord to the things that were spoken by Philip, when they heard and saw the signs that he did. And there was much joy in that city. The people of Samaria, the people heard of Philip, and gave heed with one accord to what was said." It says in verse 7, "Many of those that had unclean spirits, they came out and crying with a loud voice, and many were palsied, and they that were lame were healed." And seeing those miracles, it let them know that the things that Philip was preaching was indeed of God. These miracles confirmed the truth preached by Philip and convinced the people that it was from God. Two reasons are given for the people's acceptance of the gospel with one accord. One was hearing Philip, and the other was seeing the signs which he did, healing the afflicted, and the assurance of salvation provided great joy in Samaria. And so we read the results of Philip's preaching in Acts chapter 12, in Acts chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. "But when they believed Philip preaching the good tidings concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. They turned away from their former leader to Jesus. Their faith came by hearing the word of God," Romans 10, 17. This was the order on Pentecost. First, Peter preached. Second, the people heard. Third, they believed. Fourth, they repented. And fifth, they were baptized. Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 42. "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made Jesus both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, Repent ye and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise unto your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, Save yourselves from this crooked generation. Then they that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them in that day about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, and in fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers." In the various cases of conversion in Acts, it is stated as this case: the people heard, believed, and were baptized. And that means that if we want to be saved as they were, we'll do the same.